Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Lucky Dip podcast. I wanted to get this one out here because it's the end of the year, okay? And I was working this weekend. This is Monday right now when I'm recording this. So I was working on the weekend and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to have time to record a podcast. I was trying to get a guest, but I couldn't think of who to have on it. And, you know, sometimes things just continue happening is what I meant to say. And you just forget. Next thing you know, it's the weekend, you're working, and then you realize you don't have a guest. Anyways, I wanted to do a podcast today because two reasons. First reason, three reasons. Okay, sorry. First reason, because it's good for me to keep doing these. I need to stay consistent. Reason number one, most important. Reason number two, because we're on episode number 30. I think that's pretty cool. You know, I didn't want to end on episode 29 for the year. I wanted episode 30. I think that sounds a lot better. So we're ending this year on episode 30, which is crazy to think. 30 episodes, that's nuts. And that's also the third point, is that this is going to be the last podcast of 2021 because I'm going away, flying back home for Christmas, for the holidays, for like a week almost. And therefore, I won't be able to record because I don't have any of my stuff there. I don't have any of my equipment. And also, it's good to take a break. We can end it. Lots of people do this. TV shows do. Everybody does it. Take a little break. Take a couple weeks off. And then come back in the new year. So we're ending on episode 30. Last episode of the Lucky Dip podcast of 2021. It's been a great year so far. And we're going to come back with some new things and some more excitement. More podcasts in 2022. Which is going to be very exciting. And that's only a couple weeks away. It's not like I'm taking a year off, not like I'm taking 6 months off, except my YouTube channel. Sorry if anybody hears from my YouTube channel, which you're probably not, but if you are, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I can't keep that thing going. It's just, I'll come back eventually. I want to do it. It's just, I need to think about what I want to do. And I'm trying to come up with some ideas and everything. And I think part of it too, this is a little tangent, side tangent before we get into the year end review. I'm going to go month to month and we're going to kind of just break down what happened that month, mostly focused on Cryus and everything, and kind of, I can't really say too much about what we're going to be doing in the new year, but there's some exciting things coming. But regardless, let me do the side tangent for a second. I think part of uploading content, or creating content rather, there's the two parts to it, you know, as a person who likes to be creative, somebody who likes to be creative, is part of it you do for the creating, and part of it you do for other people's to see the creating, right? So what I think has been happening with YouTube, and why I can't get into it, and I look at the numbers too much, and you know, when you start to go on that decline after being on an incline, it makes you lose motivation, is because I was too focused on people seeing my work, and I was like rushing things, or I would only put it out for people to see, and I didn't really know if I liked it that much, or you know what I mean? Like I wasn't doing it for the joy of doing it, for the joy of creating it. I was doing it mostly so I could try to get some views, and I didn't even do that properly because I didn't make the right videos for that. I had a great conversation with my uncle last week, actually. I told him about my skateboarding video that has like over a million views, and how when it started popping off, I didn't film any YouTube videos, and he was like, oh, you should have filmed this and this and this. I'm like, I know I should have. And he had some great ideas, but you know, that's too far gone now. I mean, you can always start posting again, but what I'm trying to say is I need to take a step back and kind of just create for the sake of creating, kind of find the way that I like to do it without the pressure of posting it for other people to see. So I think I need to just take some time and just create for creating. And then once I find my rhythm, find what I like to do, then I can start posting again. But it's like I get caught up in the posting it. You know, and when nobody sees it, then I like lose value in that. But I shouldn't, because I should do it for what I like to do and not for what other people see, if that makes sense. But eventually, yes, you want to share it and stuff, because the more views get, you can get paid, and then you can kind of do it more often, and then it pays for itself. That's a whole nother side tangent that we won't actually get into, because today we are not focusing on creativity. We're not really focusing on me necessarily even. We're focusing on the year-end review of mainly Cryus Gaming. I'm not going to talk about esports as a whole. That, I mean, this would be like a five-hour podcast if I were to try to tackle all this stuff. So instead, I'm just going to focus on us, what we did. And I'm not going to drag this on too long, because there's 12 months. You know what I mean? So I'll only talk about each month for a couple of minutes here, and then we'll probably wrap up the podcast. But with that said, you never know how these things are going to go. You never do. Quickly, before we get into it as well, if you're enjoying, if you like listening every week, thank you. Please leave a like on, or I don't know how these rating systems work. Leave a 5-star review in the app store. No, in the podcast. I don't know where you listen to this. If you listen on Spotify, I'm sure you can rank it or something. Give it a good rating. Give some feedback. Leave a nice comment. Share it if you want. You know, just these things kind of help get the podcast rolling, you know? And those are things that we all love to see. Okay, let's hop into a year-end review for Cryze Gaming and kind of our esports journey so far. Our story starts in January, as every year does, with the first month of the year. The best month of the year. Not for weather, where I'm from, but for me, because that's the year. Sorry, that's not the year. That's the month of the year that I was born. January 5th. I came into this world and I'm making it brighter. Anyways, January. I was still in university. I was still in college. At that time, I was in my last semester, and we got accepted into a Launchpad Accelerator class, which we had to apply for. You couldn't just sign up for it. You had to apply for it, and you had to have some backing to what you were doing. You had to go through an interview process, and we did it. And during this time, I was also part of Crowd Control Esports. So that was the first taste of an esports company, in a sense, that I ever had was Crowd Control Esports. And prior to this class, you know, we worked for 6 months or so to creating a digital magazine where we would just write about all things esports and gaming and trying to focus on, you know, Western Canada or collegiate, I think we were going to start doing. And there's a lot of good ideas that came from that. We'll break down what didn't work out. Well, not exactly. I won't go into, you know, super deep details, but I mean, there's a lot of things that were really good. It's just like the business part of it didn't work. Like just the three of us were doing it, just had different ideas and stuff for what to do, which is okay. I mean, this is how it happens. But I want to say that Crowd Control, we learned a lot, we did a lot. And I hope that the guy who was running it keeps doing it. He's taken a break for like a few months now, like 6 months. And I really hope that he picks it up again, because we need more people in the space. And you know, just because Alex and I are doing one thing, we also want this other thing to be built. We want news coverage and everything, because it's really good to do and we can't do everything. So, Alan, if you're out there, start up Crowd Control again, please. And do what you were doing. You're on the right track. Literally do what you were thinking of doing and keep doing it, because we need that. We need that coverage. We'll be in all your interviews. We'll give you video interviews. We'll help you with some content if you need that. We'll go to events, whatever you need us to do, Alan, but get on it. Let's go. Let's build this thing still. Come on. And yeah, so we were part of Crowd Control Esports and we got into this Launchpad Accelerator class. And that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that class. We were basically in a class full of other business people, young business people. And I think we're the only ones who were graduating. So I think a lot of them are still in school right now, which is nice for them because they're back to in-person. So, you know, in-person online for school has its up and downs, has its ups and downs, has its advantages, disadvantages for each. I finished my final year online, and although it was much easier, I also really missed being at school, being around all the people that I went to school with for the previous 4 years, and you know, I didn't get to use all the equipment that everybody else gets to use now, and you know, I just missed being in that setting, because that was, you know, our final year kind of before real life, in a sense, before adult life kind of begins. So you know, that is one part that I'm kind of sad about. I do wish that we would have been able to spend that together, especially because, you know, once we graduated, like literally it was just online. You just clicked out of your class and we were like, okay, well, that's it. So it was very anticlimactic, climactic, whatever. It was very like weird. You just logged off and you're like, okay, well, I guess I'm done now. I don't know what to do now. I'm getting too far ahead of myself though, because that was not in January. That was in May or April when I graduated. So yeah, we were part of Crowd Control and Launchpad class. And what we kind of started doing in this Launchpad class to start out, since we were kind of confused about our vision about what we wanted to do as Crowd Control. You know, we had the magazine, like I was saying, and doing the coverage, but we noticed that there wasn't enough coverage or things to cover yet. So then we thought, how can we build esports? And then obviously trying to think about monetizing it. That's why it was great being in a business class, because we can think of all these fun ideas, but then our instructor, Mr. Ray, was saying, how are you going to make money from this? And that's kind of the biggest challenge. And that's even a challenge that we're having now with Cryze, is just how do we monetize some of this? Because at the end of the day, if you're not making money, you can't. It's a hobby. It's never going to be anything more than that. And it's not even going to be a side hustle if you're not making any money. It's just going to be a hobby. So ultimately, you do need to make some money. And at the end of the day, if you do want to take it full time, I mean, you need money to support yourself, right? And I know that, and I've done so many podcasts about this. I've talked about it a lot. I'm not doing this for the money. But also, I want to make some money. You know what I mean? I want to live comfortably. I want to have some fun. You know, I want to have like a nice house. I want to have some land in the future. Like I want to have some toys. I want to have like some, you know what I mean? Like I want to get out there and have some fun and kind of build something. So money is important. It's not the sole reason why I'm doing it, but you need to make money. So that's what we're kind of figuring out. We also did a lot of conversations with people. So reached out to tons of people across Canada and just talked to them about esports, and it was great. And recently we started reconnecting with some of them because we realized that was something that we were missing, which was connecting with people outside of our little bubble. So connecting with universities and all these other places and people. So that was January. February is when we kind of started to have our business differences. So in February, we were kind of starting to figure out more about what we wanted to do. We started each identifying values that we thought were important and directions we thought we wanted to go within the esports, realm, landscape. And we noticed that they were a little bit different from each other. We also realized there was a bit of different workload with people doing different things or doing more of certain things. And that kind of, you know, rubs you the wrong way. I mean, it kind of does. But, you know, when you're supposed to be putting in equal work and everything and it's not really happening or some things are late or delayed and you're like, okay, well, this isn't going to be good for the future. So we started having some business differences, but also figuring out our place in esports. So that's when Alex and I were kind of more on the side of, and this isn't like putting us against Alan or anything. I just mean like we just had differences. So Alan kind of wanted to continue pursuing like, I don't even exactly know what it was. So I won't even speak to it. Eventually, I would like to have Alan on the podcast, honestly, because I want to talk about all this stuff because it was good and there's no bad blood or anything, obviously. I mean, Alan's a great guy. So it'd be nice to have him on the podcast to talk about what crowd control is and hopefully I can convince him to start it up again. But he wanted to do his thing and then Alex and I kind of had the idea of wanting to do, be an esports org, have teams, build our own content around us, things like that. So that's when we started noticing these differences. And then in March is when Alex and I officially separated from Crowd Control Esports because we realized, you know, there's a variety of factors, but we're kind of just sitting there going, this isn't going to work out. And it's better that we realize that now versus when we actually start making money, if that, you know, ends up happening, hopefully it does. And then there's still these differences and things, and we've committed too much time or money, like I said, or we're making some money and things just might not be fair or it might not be what we want to do. So we realized let's break off. And since Alex and I had the same idea of we want to start an org, we want to be a Western Canadian organization with our own teams and everything, we just happened to form Cryus Gaming. So it's not like we went out and plotted our own thing and everything. It's just we had similar ideas and that's why we kind of did it. And obviously we all knew each other before this anyways, because we've been going to school with each other for 4 years. So yeah, that's kind of how we formed Cryus after Crowd Control. And again, Cryus Gaming was a name that I thought of back in 2019 when I wanted to start my own org, and it was going to be more of a creative kind of start. It was going to be more focused on streaming and creating content and then eventually get into some teams, but I didn't know where to go with it. I thought of the name, I wrote some notes in a binder, and that's about it. So 2 years later, Cryus is the name that we chose for when we kind of actually started doing this, which is really exciting. And that's also when we decided, because again, during this whole process of this Launchpad class, we were doing a lot of research, even when it was still for Crowd Control or under Crowd Control, we were doing a lot of research still. And that's when, once we formed Cryus, we realized we're going to do Rocket League as our first game. It was really on the up. It was recently free to play. It was gaining quite a lot of popularity. And we thought this would be a nice one for spectators to be able to see. And it's probably an easier esport for us to get into. It's not super complex. It's a lower amount of people on the team, like less amount, as in there's three main players and a coach and a sub or two. So it's relatively easy or easier to kind of get into and easier to watch for spectators. It's soccer with rocket powered cars. I mean, it's quite simple. 5 minute games, one game mode. Well, I mean, there's other game modes, but you know, competitively it's 3v3. 5 minutes on the clock, whoever gets the most goals at the end wins. It's very, very simple, like any traditional sport, just in esports form. So that's what we did. We realized we're going to start with Rocket League. And then in April, we took that idea, took all the notes that we had, and we made a pitch, and we won a Founders Fund pitch. So we got a couple $1,000s, which is awesome, and especially for being so recently formed, and we didn't really have our identity. We didn't really know what we were going to do. We didn't have confidence in ourselves yet because we were brand new, and to still win that was awesome. And it was really good. It was a nice little confidence booster and gave us a little bit of money to kind of work with, which is great. So that's what we did in April. We won a Founders Fund pitch. We also graduated university. And that's where I was talking about how it was just strange because, you know, I was with all these people for 3-4 years in person. And especially when you do a broadcasting degree, that means like doing live shows and using the equipment that we had at the studio and stuff. So being in our final year and we're not being able to utilize any of that kind of sucked, especially because we were doing short films or I guess it was independent media. You didn't have to do short film, but I did. And it would have been way more fun and way better if we would have been in person to like meet and plan and to use all their equipment. And, you know, so I don't want to go back into the past and be like, oh, this sucked, because everything was great. And I actually did better. I kind of worked out. I got a scholarship because I did so much better online because I was just focused and I thought it was really easy. But, you know, again, it kind of sucked. So whatever. We just graduated. It was cool. Got a diploma mailed to me. And yeah, like I said, I just logged off after my last class and that was it. I was done 4 years of, or 5 years. I took 5 years because I'm slow. Not slow in the brain, just it's too complex. It's not complex. I was in a different program, then I went to the other one, and you can't really fast forward the broadcasting program. You have to do it in 4 years. So I said, let's just chill and do it. 5 years. There you go. And yeah, so we did that. And then also April is when Lucky Dip started up. So Lucky Dip, this podcast you're listening to right now was actually a podcast I started doing again in about 2019 or 2018 even. I don't know. I did it a couple of years ago. And that one, when I first started it, it was about YouTube completely. It was focusing on YouTubers in a sense and kind of talking about it and kind of being that creative space. But it wasn't really that focused. I'm saying that now, but at the time I didn't know what I was going to talk about. So I'd kind of look at the news, entertainment news, anything really, and I'd just kind of talk about it. It was just, it didn't really have a flow. It didn't have anything to it. So I stopped doing it. It didn't work. I didn't have any, I would just sit on it and talk for 25 minutes, but I had like no idea of what it was going to be. You know, like there was no overarching theme. There was nothing to it. I look back now and I realized what I was trying to do is kind of talk about YouTube and talk about creativity, but I didn't notice that at the time. So it was really just like a mess of me just rambling on, which I do now, but at least I have a focus. So that's when Lucky Dip started up again. The Lucky Dip you're listening to now, the 30 episodes you've been listening to every week, your dedication. I love it. So in May, we formed our first roster. That's when I found Zuki, Gary, and P. Siffle. So we started once, you know, we knew we were going to be Christ. We knew we were going to be in Rocket League. We kind of got everything ready. We got our logo ready and stuff that happened in April and May. Got our logo, paid for all that stuff. Kind of got a bit of our branding, made all of our social platforms and everything. Kind of started tweeting, made a couple of YouTube videos, made a couple of TikToks. Just getting out there a little bit, and then we realized, okay, we need to actually get a team. So I went on to Rocket League Manitoba's esports, or Rocket League Manitoba's Discord server, and found Zuki and all of them. Zuki was the admin. He's the one who created the server. So I said, hey, can I post? We're a new org. We're looking for a team. And then Zuki said, I want to join. And the rest is history. Zuki and Gary are both still with us, like 8 months later, which is awesome. So yeah, that's actually crazy to think about. So that's when we did it. That's when we started creating our content. Like I said, we were doing some YouTube stuff. We were doing some, not streaming yet. We were doing just YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, but it's hard to do when you don't have a team. So yeah, we formed our team in May. And in June, we started competing lots. And we were also creating a lot of content. So that's at the time now when we had that value of, you know, because going into it, creating org, we thought we're going to create a lot of content and we're going to build up our esports side of things and focus on the business and build our own stuff. Long story short, that's a lot to do, and you kind of forget that when there's two of you who are doing the entire thing and like we've never done it before and there's no real set road or path to success in a sense that we bit off more than we could chew. So we were doing a lot of content at the time though, which is great. And that's also in June is when we incorporated Cry. So we're an official business based out of Calgary, Alberta. Shout out to my mother who is listening and who also incorporated it for us. So there we go. We incorporated Cryos. We said we were legit. Now getting into summer, we were still competing a lot. And, you know, it's been a couple months since we graduated. In July here, I'm talking about specifically. And Alex landed a new job in beautiful Lloydminster, Alberta / Saskatchewan. It's a border city, which is weird. Half of it's in one province, half of it's in the other. And it's like this tiny town in the middle of the prairies. So Alex moved out there. I also realized, like I said, since it's been a couple of months since we graduated, I should probably start applying for some jobs too. Cause you know, the naiveness of us thought, hey, we already won a pitch. We're going to make tons of money doing this in 1 month. And we made nothing. We still haven't made anything because I mean, it's not a realistic goal. We gotta slow ourselves down for a second. You know, it takes a lot to build up the platforms to make money and stuff. So I started applying for jobs as well, and I kind of thought I was going to focus a bit more on my content, so I kind of started making YouTube videos again on my personal channel. again, I was still doing Lucky Dip and everything, which was awesome. And we were in lots of leagues. And when we were in those leagues, we were trying to stream them because that was one of the things we wanted to do, which we still have the idea for. We're just doing it differently coming in January. You know, you'll love to see that when it comes out. I can't say what it is yet, but that's what we kind of started doing because we want to showcase our players. And we realized that was one of the things is there's no content around Western Canadian esports. So again, going back to crowd control, there was nothing to cover because none of it was being broadcast. And if it was being streamed, it wasn't really professional. So we started streaming our games so our players could be noticed in a sense. And it didn't really work out because a lot of these leagues like TELUS Esports Series and stuff were absolute dog water. They just were run terribly for a big company with a lot of money. So I don't know why that happened. But anyways, a lot of little frustrations with these leagues that we were competing in. We were doing a few tournaments and stuff, trying to stream as much as we could and just kept having roadblock after roadblock, whether it's the other team didn't want us to be spectating because I don't even know, they thought we were going to be cheating or something, like we'd be giving them tips. And I'm like, dude, I'm literally streaming. I'm silver. At the time I was silver. I was like, I can't do anything. So grow up. Or the leagues wouldn't like back us up or even want us to do it. Or it was just such a mess. Teams would cancel on us. So we were trying to stream though. We had the right idea in mind. It just didn't quite come to fruition as much as we thought it would and we were hoping it would. Moving into August, like I said, I was applying for a ton of jobs. I probably applied to over 100 jobs. I'm not even kidding. Every single day I was going on and I was applying to tons of jobs all over Calgary, all over Vancouver. And I happened to apply to like one or two jobs here in Kelowna. And in August, I got a call that I got the job here in Kelowna. So it was crazy. Yeah, it was kind of funny because during the interview, it was like my boss, well, my boss, he just called me and he's like, he has like an accent and stuff. He's like British and he's like, you know, saying there's a new project, but it's all top secret and stuff. But, you know, can you like to film? How much money do you think you want to make this and that? And would you be able to move out here? And we're thinking of maybe this end date, but we can't tell you anything, whatever. In August, and then he sent me a text saying I have to go film a video with my phone. And I was like, okay, I don't know what to film. So I just filmed this horrible video of a rec center being open. It was not good at all. But regardless, I did that, sent it to him. And then he called me a couple of weeks later and just said, you got the job. And I was like, all right. So there we go. I got a job in August and it was in a new city. And that's kind of scary to think about it's exciting to think about, but when the reality hits, is kind of scary. I was like, oh, hold on a second. You mean I actually do have to go? As I'm staring at my window in Kelowna, I'm looking at Knox Mountain. There's like mountains around me. There's, you know, construction going on right in front of me. Not that that means anything, but I'm on the top floor of a condo complex. I'm basically in a penthouse. No, I'm not in a penthouse. I overpay for a one bedroom, basically. But at the time, it was like, you know, it was a little scary. I'll be honest with you guys. I wasn't even excited. Truthfully, I was just stressed out because moving out here in Kelowna, everything's expensive and there's nowhere to live. And that's why there's a bad homeless problem here. A lot of people experiencing homelessness. I've done a few stories on it because it's absurd. High addiction rates, high mental health issues here. Everything is ridiculously expensive. Too many people are coming without enough places to live. It's not a very good spot to be. For a lot of people, unfortunately, because it's a beautiful place. It really is. Don't get me wrong. This is a beautiful place out here, but the average house price out here is $1 million. I know this is a problem in the States too, in some places, like think Vancouver, well, for Canada, Toronto, Vancouver, expensive. Think Los Angeles, New York, kind of the same deal, I suppose, but we're a smaller town. There's only 150,000 people here, maybe. So it's relatively small. The city I'm from has like 1.6 million people. So yeah, a bit of a difference, but yeah, got a call for a job in August. We also went through a roster change. P. Siffle stepped down from our competitive team, which is totally understandable, totally fine. He's been doing really good in his content creation. I always wish that he would have wanted to stay with us and be a content creator, but he didn't want to, and that's totally his own decision. I'm not going to force anybody to do that. But yeah, so P. Siffle stepped down, so we went through a little bit of a roster change, and we didn't really have anybody until like September. And then that only lasted a month, and then we got random now, which is awesome. But yeah, so roster changes and also less content. In August, that's when, for myself, I was still trying to create content, but I couldn't really stay consistent, or I didn't really know what I wanted to create. And then for Cryus too, for YouTube, we went all summer without making a YouTube video because the main reason is because we wanted to, those streams that we were trying to put on, but like we couldn't, because a lot of those, you know, external factors, we're going to turn those streams into like a YouTube series and stuff. Like, we had these really big ideas and we'll still probably do them eventually. But also the thing about content, which people who don't make it might not understand, is it takes a lot of time, not just planning, but also filming and editing takes a ton of time. So in order to do that, you need to like basically have somebody who's dedicated to doing that, unless you want the quality to be absolute horrible. Then you can probably do it. But if you want it to be decent, you need to dedicate, that's what your job is you're a content producer, content creator, content director, whatever you want to call it. You're creating videos and stuff. That has to be your job basically, because you can't really do much else. And that's why I'm saying when it was two of us and, you know, we have to put out tweets because we're also the social media managers, we're everything for Christ, which is, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying that we had to take a step back and go, okay, maybe we can't make these awesome YouTube series we wanted to make. And so we realized our YouTube audience wasn't nearly as big as like TikTok was doing good. And even just on Twitter, trying to build that up. So we realized, let's take a step back from YouTube for a second and not really put too much focus in it, because we have other things to worry about. So that's one thing when you're starting an org, that's one of the lessons learned, is there's actually a lot of stuff to do. And we're still working on molding that and figuring that out. And once we do, it'll be great. And then I'll tell you exactly how we do it. But as of right now, I don't have the answers for you yet. So we're still working on it as we go. In September, I actually moved. So I knew about the job in August, had a month to move. And then in September, I came all the way over to Kelowna, about 8 hours away. Really stressful month because, you know, new job, new city, leaving everybody behind, leaving my old home, leaving everything that I knew, leaving the old city, moving out here, 8 hour drive, had to do like 3 trips out here. It was hectic. Finding this place was the most stressful thing I've ever done in my life. So yeah, very stressful month. Because of that, I was not really focusing on Christ that much. So I moved to the new city, started a new job. So for me personally, that was like obviously like a big month, but not really for Christ. In that whole span for from when P Civil stepped down to when we got Toon Long, there was like a month and a half where we didn't really have a solid roster because we were trying to find people and nothing was quite working. And like the guys tried out a lot of people and we weren't sure who was going to stay on the roster. So it was a little bit of confusion. And also, like I said, I was literally moving to a brand new place, first time living on my own. So I was stressed out on my own, right? And we were trying to figure that out. But we did end up with Toon Long, I think in September, if I'm not mistaken. So we got Toon Long. So it was Gary, Toon Long, and Zuki. And then in October, we got Little Big Man T. I think I have my timeline right. I might have it off by a couple of weeks, but whatever. In October, we got Little Big Man T to be our first content creator. So kind of, he just makes TikToks and stuff, which is great. And we're still trying to work out how that will work ultimately, but he also helps us run streams when we do it and supports the squad. You know, and it's kind of like, that's the other thing too. Like as Christ, we're trying to build a nice community. So having someone like Little Big Man, it like gives him a place too to talk to people and gives him, you know, our guys, and he can get advice and all that stuff. So it's just kind of a nice community that we're trying to build within the Christ crew, which is great. So we did that. Alex and I also decided to try our hand in competitive since our team got banned from the IGL Fall Classic. We decided to do the 2v2 Fall Classic, and as I said in a previous podcast, or whenever Alex was on, we won a single match and we lost all of them. So we were like 1-9 or 1-8. I can't remember. But we tried it. And it was for the most part, it was fun. The idea of it was pretty fun. So we wanted to, you know, we wanted to be competitors. Not really. I mean, we were just doing it for a meme. We're doing it for the joke. And the joke got old fast when we kept getting demolished and we're losing composure. But yeah. And then that's when we kind of started, when we were playing those games, like for the first couple, we were streaming them on the Christ Twitch. And then that's when we started losing again. And we were like, dude, like nobody wants to watch this now. But with a couple of streams that we did, we were really happy that we did do them because we held decent viewership and we won, which is great. And, you know, got Little Big Man to help with some of it. So it was a great stream when we did it. And now we're taking the step back from streaming and from everything, so that we can come out once we have our plan ready to go, so we can execute it. Because we do have some things in the background working, and it's sort of like we don't want to make our stream messy in a sense. We want to come back out with like our idea and kind of just hit the ground running, right? So that's when in October, slowly started streaming again, but only like twice, and then we stopped streaming on Cryos. In November, we officially brought on Random, because I think it was in October when... See, this is where I get confused because a lot happened at once. But I think that's when Toon Long stepped down from competitive. And then we were trying out again some more players. Then we had Random, who I think officially joined us in November. He's only been with us for like a couple of months. And that's when we announced Christ Purple, So nobody's ever seen our logo. It's a C and a G for Cryus Gaming. And Cryus, or it might be Cryus. I'll be honest with you. I think it is Cryus, but like when my sister and I first thought of the name, we just said Cryus. And I think you can say either one. When I searched it up, like most of it, most of the pronunciations say Cryus, but then a couple of them also say Cryus. And I think at the end of the day, it doesn't matter as long as you're not saying Sirius or... I think that's probably the only other thing you could say, but yeah, I know. If you're saying Cryus or Cryus, I think they're both fine. But what I'm trying to say is that Cryus was the Titan of the constellations, so we're kind of trying to have this this identity of like space and constellations and, you know, just cool colors. So our main logo colors are like a nice deep green and like a galaxy purple. So Cryus purple fits into that. And then our secondary brand colors are just white and black. So purple, green, white, and black. I don't even know what to call it. Our content? No. Our branding, our brand coloring. So that's what we have. So we announced Cryus Purple. Just wanted to be a little different. You know, instead of Cryus Gaming, like let's change the script. Cryus Purple. It's kind of cool. And Alex made a great video. Random helped him with the video and stuff, which is great. And that's what we did. We announced. And it was fun. It was awesome. And Black Lion Championship Series. So we decided we're only going to do the one league as a team, and then they're going to enter some tournaments and stuff. So it makes it a bit easier for everybody. So Black Lion Championship Series Season 8, they're competing in, and it was a rough start because every single time they played with somebody new. The first game they played with Toonlunk, second game they played with Django, and then from that point on, it was random. As in, like, the player random. So they had to take a bit of time to kind of get used to it, get the chemistry building. And they clutched up, and we'll talk about December in a second, but they made playoffs, which is awesome. And that starts, I don't even know when it starts. I think this month or next month. And also in November, which was just last month, Alex quit his job. So he started it and then quit it because we'll be honest that if you want to listen more about the podcast or when Alex talks about it, just a couple of episodes ago, he was on the podcast again and he explains it all. But essentially, it was just not a very good job. And there's some new opportunities in a new city, aka Calgary. So they're probably going back there, which is good for them. That's awesome. It's exciting. And eventually down the line, Cryus headquarters we want to have in Calgary. Like, we think that's a good place to build it. I mean, Alex isn't from there. I'm from there. But, you know, he loves Calgary. That's where I went to school. And he really likes the city. And, you know, that's where I grew up. And I think it's a great place. Much more affordable for housing. A lot of nice land around it. You know, I can get, like, a nice property kind of out in the country. But, like, 10 minutes from the city. It's crazy. I don't know how that works, but it does. Going to get, like, an RV and just renovate it. So it's like really, really cheap. Buy some land, but with my RV that's completely decked out from the inside, I'm gonna have solar panels and stuff. Nice big fire pit. I'm gonna have a couple of horses. Maybe not. Goats, maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided. I'll have something, and I'll have a couple of snowmobiles or some fun stuff. A bobcat, maybe. Build jumps that I probably won't drive over. I don't know. Maybe buy a really old car. Like, just an absolute, it doesn't have to be an old car. I just mean like a car that's like about to break. Like, something that's like $100 on Kijiji. Like, you just go out there and it doesn't even work, but it just drives and then like wreck it. I don't know. So this is what I'm saying. If I lived literally, I think about this all the time, is if I had enough money right now where I could move out to like a little plot of land, I don't need a ton, but like a little plot of land and just have some toys and like just enough things. And what I mean by toys is like I said, like a bobcat or just like a bit of land so I could do gardening even, or have a couple of like little animals or, you know, just mess around. You know, if I had just like a bit of space and that's like what I was doing, it would be sick. Or if I was like doing a big project, like, oh, hey, I'm going to try to convert this RV into this. Obviously I need help for that because I'm not a contractor, but you know, I if I have something to do, then I can film it. And then that would be like what I would do, but I'm getting off track. Let's continue with December. So in December, we had Black Lion Championship Series playoffs. So the guys really clutched up and they came back and they won when they needed to. And a couple of close games, a couple of unfortunate losses. But at the end of the day, we made playoffs, which is awesome. And like I said, I don't know exactly when they'll start, but they start soon. So our roster recently has been really solid. They've been doing some replay reviews. Everybody's done exams now, so they have some more time to play. There's some more time to practice. They're excited. They're getting back into it. They're getting me hyped. And of course, now like Alex is going away for Christmas. I'm going away for Christmas. Everybody has the exams kind of were just ending now. So it's been a little hectic for this month, but we're all kind of just taking it easy, taking a couple weeks off, and we're going to hit it again starting in the new year. I've also started by making TikToks again. I mean that on Cryus account. I'm making a couple of TikToks, just, you know, aesthetic stuff, because what I do for a job is film, and I can make some pretty nice stuff. So posting a bit on TikTok. And again, less focus on YouTube for now, just because reasons I explained earlier. It's just not super feasible at this time, but we do need to do that. And it's always a struggle as like a boss. I don't know, that sounds weird saying that, but because for our players, I want everybody to like make their own content just for like their sake. You know what I mean? Like if they want to like make it big one day, you have to have like branding behind you, because we're not esports as a whole isn't as big as traditional sports. You can't necessarily just do that. In order to like get sponsorships and to have more opportunities, you have to create a brand around yourself. So it's like, I want to push people to do that, but also I don't want to make anybody do it. Like I want to push people, but I don't want to force them. You know, so it's like, I want people to stream. I want them to try to make tweets. I want them to try to make YouTube videos, as we don't make them. That's why it's a little hypocritical. Until we start making, then I'll kind of push it a bit more. But for right now, we're going to try to hope to kind of build our TikTok, hope to build our Twitter, and then eventually start getting back into streaming and YouTube. We have some big ideas coming. And again, I guess another side note, the other reason with YouTube is because since we are all remote, like our players are all based out of Manitoba. Alex will be living in Calgary, and then I live in Kelowna. So we're in BC, Alberta, and Manitoba. That's three different provinces that span all of Western Canada. We can't physically be in the same place all the time, and making YouTube videos is very difficult when you're not in the same place. So we know that once we're all together, even if it's just Alex and I, we'll make more YouTube videos, because there'll be like something tangible or something physical that we can go to and film about, or film in, or be in the videos. You know what I mean? Like, we need something. It's too hard to do from my apartments for YouTube. Streaming is a different story. That's fine. So that's when we're going to start streaming again in the new year. And we have some big things coming, some exciting things on the way. And we're going to be excited to share that with all of you guys. But as for today, I'm going to wrap this thing up. We went through all 12 months of the year, from January through to December. And I think it was great. Nice little year in review. And it's nice doing those just in general anyways, just so, you know, as I look back at, wow, look at all the things we accomplished and where we can improve and all the exciting things we have coming up. So that's that for right now. Thank you for listening to the podcast, not just today, but through all the podcasts. Thanks for sticking around since April. Everybody's listening. I really appreciate it. I know I've gone through some changes where I was just on my computer and then I'd guest, and I had a long period where I didn't have any guests. Trying to start bringing guests in, trying to still figure out like my place in the podcast space. I know the main focus is on esports, but sometimes I want to expand a little more than that. So I'll kind of see what that entails. I've already done it for a couple episodes, talking more about creativity in general. But we'll see. I think everything's more interesting when you have some guests on. So instead of me talking about creativity, if I have a guest on who does something cool, like a musician or whatever, then maybe that would make something happen. But I haven't even asked anybody. And the other hard part is because you're asking people for like an hour of their time. And it's not like these podcasts are super popular. Each one gets about 10 listens right now, which is not like a small feat. I'm totally fine with that because I like doing these. I'm not doing this to get famous, but I just mean, you know, in order for people to be like, oh, this is crazy. It's not quite at that point yet. Granted, if I have more people on and they share it with their audiences and stuff, we can slowly start building it up, which is how you build anything, collaboration. So that's why I'm trying to have some more guests on and stuff. But at this point, it's almost a favor. They're doing me a favor if they're to be honest. That's why it's kind of trying to find that balance between asking people or certain people or whatever the case is. But we'll get there one day. We'll get some sponsorships one day. What is going on? There's a crane right outside of my house. And I cannot tell you for the life of me how these things go up and come down. Like, how do they do? Like, I'm not talking about like the crane mechanism. I'm talking about the actual crane. How do they do that? Like, how do they build themselves? Is that how they do it? Do they build? Like, I don't, it just appeared one day, like quite literally in the morning I left for work and there was nothing there. And I come back and there's a crane up. It's like it spawned in and I don't know how they did it. It's like a big crane, you know, like a skyscraper one, but it's not that big. So it's just a condo. Anyways, if you can tell me that answer, that'd be great. I will see you on the new year. Have a safe holiday season. Enjoy the holidays, whatever you celebrate, enjoy it. Take some time off. If you're ending the semester, relax, grind, play some games. I know I said relax and grind, but I meant relax from school, grind on your own stuff, grind some games. Tell me what games you're playing, have some fun with it. Enjoy New Year's, have a safe New Year's. Don't be stupid, don't drink and drive. Be safe, stay warm, and I'll see you all in 2022. And my next podcast might be near my birthday, so make sure you leave a like and celebrate with me. Okay. I was trying to get to 40 minutes exactly. Mind you, with the intro and the outro, maybe it'll work.